prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Gladiator was an armed combatant who entertained audiences in the Roman Empire, fighting other gladiators, wild animals, and condemned criminals, often to the death. They were celebrated in art, and their value as entertainers was commemorated throughout the Roman world. The Gladiator Games lasted for nearly 1,000 years, reaching their peak between the 1st century BC and the 2nd century AD. The Games finally declined during the early 5th century after the adoption of Christianity as the state religion of the Roman Empire in 380. And while the ancient Gladiator Games have gone into oblivion, it still exists in its modern form as boxing. Millions of fight fans around the world watch live in person or through the television as some of the greatest boxers faced off with just as much passion as existed in ancient Rome. And one of the biggest gladiatorial combats the world has ever seen will take place this September when Gennady Triple G Golovkin faces Saul Canelo Alvarez in a spectacle that even the Roman emperors would be proud of. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be reviewing the recent announcement that undefeated WBA, WBC, IBF and IBO middleweight champion Gennady Triple G Golovkin will finally fight WBO light middleweight champion Saul Canelo Alvarez in a winner-takes-all showdown. My name is Tunde Kweki. Let's take a quick break and we'll return with the rest of the show. Boxing fans always want to see the big fights. They want to see the big hitters, the knockout artists, the champions face one another. And on the 16th of September, probably their biggest wish will come true when the hard-hitting and undefeated Kazakhstan slugger Gennady Triple G Golovkin faces his rival, the equally hard-hitting Mexican Golden Boy Saul Canelo Alvarez. Canelo's promoter Oscar De La Hoya of Golden Boy Promotions, a former world champion himself, spoke recently about why this fight is finally happening.
This is Sports Planet.
You said this will be the biggest fight ever in boxing history. Why should everyone tune in for this bout in September?
Oh, it's going to be bombs away. I mean, look at their records. Look at their fighting style. Everybody knows it. Stephen A. Smith knows it. Max Kellerman knows it. I mean, this is the fight that everybody wanted to see, and now I made it happen. So there's no excuse whatsoever. I mean, this fight here will be the biggest fight, the best fight that people can watch.
Oscar, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud. You promised me you were going to deliver. Major, major props to you. You kept your word, my man. I know how much noise has been made about the pressure being brought to bear to make this fight happen. I want to know how much pressure were you feeling from the public and were you feeling from Canelo himself to make this fight? Talk to me about that.
Well, I mean, look, it's only been about a year and a half since people were talking about this fight. I didn't wait no 6 or 7 years to make this fight happen. There was a lot of pressure from the fans. They were, you know, speaking their voice, but I had a plan. And look, now that Canelo got a feel of the weight class at 164 pounds, look, September was always the target date, and it's finally here. And I can't wait. It's going to be a huge event.
Triple G and Canelo have sparred in the past, and Dougie Fisher, as a matter of fact, blogged about it afterward. Has Canelo ever mentioned that to you, Oscar, his sparring experience with Triple G?
He did, actually. He used to spar with him, I believe, when he was 22 years old. And the experience he had was a great one. Canelo's a fast fighter. Canelo's a fighter who says he has a lot of cojones, and so I believe you know, what it's going to take is for Canelo to go in there and press the action and use his speed and use his defense. He has some great defense. I mean, even if he stays in the ropes, he has great defense. And Canelo's a fighter who doesn't back down, and he's only getting better. He's getting faster. He's getting stronger. Both guys are at their perfect moment. Prime time, and it's going to be a great fight. I mean, I can see this fight taking place, shaping out like Thomas Hearns versus Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Oscar, we might have to take a little road trip there. First take, where is the fight going to be located? Because we've heard some different rumors.
Well, that's exactly what I'm working on now. I have calls into everybody. I mean, as you can imagine, everybody wants the fight here in Los Angeles, Dallas, Texas, with my friend Jerry Jones. Obviously, Las Vegas, New York has already called. So there's several places that people want it, and you know, it's a matter of just placing all these calls, and we'll see where this fight fits in perfectly. Because I do want to have the general public experiencing this big event, maybe having 100,000 people there. You know, I do want Las Vegas people to fly in from all over the world and experiencing Las Vegas. So it's gonna be a difficult decision to make. But ultimately, I'm sure that the decision I make, you know, has to make sense for the boxing public.
Oscar, you, in your own career, you lost some fights because you fought everyone. As soon as you got control of your own career, you fought everyone and lost some fights. Canelo has a loss because he already fought Floyd Mayweather when he was 22 years old. Triple G is undefeated. Do you think Canelo going in has an advantage because he's tasted defeat, or does Triple G, who's never tasted defeat, have that advantage?
Well, I think a lot of times you have to taste defeat once or twice to grow as a fighter, especially when you're facing the best guys at their prime, when you're facing the toughest challenges that they put in front of you. You're gonna lose. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And Canelo has tasted defeat from the best fighter here in our generation with Floyd Mayweather. He's learned, he's grown as a fighter, he's just getting better. As you can see, Max, is that every single fight, Canelo's growing as a fighter. And you know, Golovkin, he's a tough guy. He's a guy who can take the punch and who can give you the punch. But other than that, what do you have? I think this fight here is going to be very interesting. I think a lot of people are counting out Canelo already. I mean, the odds are in favor of Triple G already. So you know, people are counting him out, Canelo. So
by the way,
I mean, we'll just have to wait and see.
That was boxing promoter Oscar De La Hoya speaking about the upcoming fight between Gennady Triple G Golovkin and Saul Canelo Alvarez.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And here is where we bring down the curtains on today's edition of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Don't forget to send me all your questions and comments to my Twitter handle, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your daily copy of Complete Sports from your vendor, or visit www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our podcast archives. Before we go, let's tell you that an Iranian student who looks so much like his sporting idol Lionel Messi almost landed in jail for disrupting public order. So many people came out to take selfies with Reza Paratesh in the western Iranian city of Hamadan last weekend that police had to rush him into a station and impounded his car to stop the chaos and clear traffic. The furore began a few months ago when Reza's football-mad father pressured the 25-year-old into posing in a number 10 Barcelona jersey. The move has paid off, as Paratesh is now fully booked with media interviews and has even landed modeling contracts. His goal is now to meet his hero in Barcelona and maybe even land a job as his understudy or buddy double. On behalf of our production crew here in our studios, my name is Tunde Kweki, wishing you all a pleasant evening and urging you to believe that the planet is listening.